Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Jennifer. Sorry, my computer was acting up.
That's okay.
Wanted to make sure I caught you at a good time still.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. Just wanted to go over a few last minute things with you. And then, of course, I know you guys said you were comfortable moving forward once we got squared away. And I wanted to ask, your husband is on the deed of the home. Are you as well?
No, just him.
Okay, just him. And that's perfectly fine. I know, y'all, like I said yesterday, y'all are joined at the hip. So,
yeah.
But wanted to, of course, ask, you know, at the end of this, is he available to even go over the DocuSign of everything at this time as well?
He is at work, but yes, we'll, I mean, you know, we'll go over it together. But if you need to email it to him, I can give you his email address.
Yeah, what's a good email? I'll actually just send it to both of you guys at one time.
Okay. His is MS.
MS as in Frank?
Hold on 1 second. Let me look it up. I don't email him very often. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. No worries.
Oh, no. I don't want to do this. Oh, I'm sorry. It's M,
mm-hmm.
as in Micah, Skeen, his last, the SKEEN dot
mm-hmm.
MS, his initials, at Gmail.
Got you. So it's M as in Micah, D as in David, S, Sam, K as in Kite, E, E.
Nope. It's just M as in Micah, Skeen, S as in Sam, K, E-E-N, so just mscheme.ms, the two initials, at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I may have gotten that messed up. mscheme.ms at gmail.com.
It's his first initial,
uh-huh.
the last name scheme, dot his two initials, ms,
got
at gmail.
You. msscheme.ms@gmail.
It's just mscheme.ms@gmail.com. Can
gotcha.
I text you at this number?
Yes. Actually, I just got it. I'm sorry.
Okay, okay. That's okay.
mscheme.ms@gmail.com.
Exactly, yes.
Got you. I'm sorry about that. Maybe
that's okay.
My ears are off or something. All right, so I've got that squared away. I'll be sending that to both of you guys. You are able, of course, to sign with him, and I do want to go over everything. I know it would be best to try and have both of you, but at the same time, if you are, you know, able to go over it, it's very straightforward. When I tell you, you would understand. I know you would understand absolutely everything of it. Very simple one page, but I can say my team and I were sitting down talking to him. 30 plus minutes, which is kind of why I'm a little late getting back to you, so I apologize about that. But I can say we are right at that frame number that's yesterday, but I wanted to send out an inspector like we talked about, and stick at that same number before, for right now, and then after the inspection, you know, we can, of course, re-trade to something more in your favor. But for right now, I can say we're comfortable at that 389.2.
Yesterday, you said 390.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I did trade for 390 to try and get it done at that same day. And we can stick at that 390. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's fine. You can send it at 390.
Got you. And did you have a quick second to go over everything with me as well? We can just go through documents really quickly. One second. I'm going to put in both of you guys' emails. So give me 2 seconds to do so. Mm-hmm. that one is in, and then I'm putting in yours shortly. Other than, you know, closing, not closing, but, you know, agreeing on a home, how's your morning going this today?
It's fine. I'm actually getting ready to go out of town for the weekend, so I got a lot to do today.
You did talk about that. And Micah. All right.
What do you think about that one? Hold on 1 second, Joe. What do you think about that one, Miss Sue? Do you want to touch it? Do you know what that is? She's a chicken. Taking her tail feathers at you. What do you think about that? Your costume looks like she's riding a chicken. Isn't that funny? Yeah, she's riding a chicken. All right, sorry, I'm at the nursing home.
Oh, you're good. When I tell you I go there a couple times a week, I actually take care of my grandmother. So.
I do the same thing. She's not my grandmother, but she's a good family friend, and so I come up here twice a week to sit with her for a couple of hours.
Oh, that is beautiful. It really is. It's so hard for, you know, I see a lot of people that don't have anybody, and it pains me, you know what I mean?
I know, me too. I feel the same way.
Yeah. And just to clarify, just one more quick question. I'm going to send the need to sign. Should I just send it over to you and have Micah's name and everything for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, I'll put Micah down as receiving a copy of everything as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, 1 second. Got you. And I am just marking that in for you. I appreciate your patience. It's just taking a few seconds. So.
That's fine. I'm doing some work at the same time. So.
Okay. You are a multitasker. You are selling a house and visiting family friends. And
yep. I try to get as much done in the day's time as I can.
I understand that. I do. And I'm glad you know, did your research, looked this up. Forrest, the owner, is an awesome guy. If you guys ever want to meet him, he flies personal planes, and he loves talking. He loves coming into Appomattox for some reason, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a little airport.
I was going to say, we have a small airport right by the house, actually.
He loves it. He was just there last week meeting with a few other clients.
Really?
And not to say he would drop by or anything like that, but just, you know.
He can if he wants to.
Yeah, no, he's an awesome guy. He really is. All right, we are in. All right, and we are putting that closing. You had spoken about today, correct? And we were speaking about closing dates briefly yesterday. I know you guys had spoken about 60 or 30, and you said 60 was preferred, correct?
60 would be best, yes.
Gotcha. Just wanted to clarify, of course. One second, and I'm almost there. All right, I am finishing up that now, and that should be on the way to you. One more question to you. What is Micah's middle initial, if he has one?
A, as in Alan.
Okay, gotcha. M-I-C-A-H-A, scheme, S-K-E-N, gotcha. Just wanted to verify.
Doesn't it look great? About a week. He does. Yep.
I'm sorry, I had to go back and put in his middle initials, so you should be receiving another one.
Okay.
That should be on the way to the both of you guys. Just keep me posted on whether you see it or not.
Okay, I'll check my email.
Also, I didn't think I asked. Oh, you're not seeing anything as of yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, hold on. I can try to refresh this thing. Yep, it definitely sent.
And you got mine as Jennifer M. Baker dot
yep.
Realtor at Gmail.
Yes. Yes, it should be. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I think I got it. Okay.
Okay, just let me know when you're able to open up that document.
Yep, I'm pulling it up now. I said she likes it. Okay, I see it.
Okay. All right, so the first part is literally just, you know, you the seller, buyer is Forrest, buys houses. Like I said yesterday, we do business as CBA. The purchase price, like we talked about, $390.
But this, that you know that yours isn't filled out, right?
Oh, go ahead. One second. Forrest has to sign as well. Yes, it was sent to him at one second.
Right, but it's not filled out. Like you don't like the copy that I have does not have Micah's name in it or the price or any of that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
One second.
Let me see. Let me go back and make sure that's the only email I got. Yeah.
Hold on one second. I don't know how, because I just sat here and filled all that in. I send these out at least a couple times.
I just reopened it, and it still doesn't have it. It has, and you, on the second page, it still has my name as the seller, and it doesn't have Micah's.
I think that's because I sent it to both of you, and...
So his version is filled out?
His version would be filled out. Let me... With trying to add both of you, I'm just going to make both of you, well, it's not necessary for you to sign as well.
You could just put him in there as like for your DocuSign. You could send it to my email as an attachment just so I can read it. I don't need it to go to me through DocuSign. If you wanted to send it to me as a regular attachment so I can review it and send it to him through DocuSign so that he can actually sign it once I... review
gotcha.
It and tell them
gotcha.
That it's okay to do that. Does that make sense?
Yes. That does make sense.
That might make it easier on you.
That does make sense. Give me one second to do so.
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
All right, I'm correcting it now. All right, I may have to change the name to you, but it'll be to your husband, excuse me, but it'll be to your email.
That's fine.
And I apologize for this mix-up. I just want to be able to make sure, you know, I get everything.
Technology, great. It's great when it does what you want it to do.
I'm telling you, because I literally just filled this out, but it's all good. We're going to work it to... MSKeen.msf2now. All right, yep, yeah, that's it. All right, needs to sign this. All right. You said your version didn't have his name filled out either.
Yeah, it didn't have anything. None. All the blanks are still blank.
All right. I'll fill it out again. Okay, I have everything filled out here, and Fickle and Fox, Chestnut Grove. All right, I have everything to you, and I'm going to send that again. It's going to come to your email. It's already going to have Micah's name on it, the address, everything filled out.
Okay.
We're going to give this another go.
What you need help with? The call bell? You don't need a call bell. I'm right here. What you need? Not the call bell. What do you need? Is there something I can help you with? I can't help you. You want me to do your hair here in a minute?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do it in just a second.
All right.
All right, let's see.
Forrest is doing his side now, and then you guys should be good there. Everything is finished on our side.
All right, are you sending it to me as an attachment?
Yep, it should. It should go to you. That's Jennifer.
Yeah. I'm on the phone too, Miss Sue.
Wait a are you seeing anything on your end? Oh, you're reading. Okay.
I've not gotten another email yet.
I don't know.
You gonna help them give out candy later?
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely have you seeing it as of 11:14. Well, 11:13. And I sent another one just now.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to read through the document
Okay.
That I did see. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, if he gets the filled-out version, then that's, you know, that's fine as long as it's the same document.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely the same document. And it's very straightforward. It simply just goes over the fact that, I mean, the property is sold as is. We have the price on there, $390. Closing terms, 2 months. That would be $1,231. On or before a reasonable time thereafter. Title policy and closing costs, buyer to pay all of the closing costs other than the seller's responsibility above. Only other thing is the inspection time. We do try to get an inspector out there within 15 days, like I spoke about before. But yeah, it's a very straightforward document. Very straightforward.
All right, hold on. Yeah, I see this. Now it says that, that you guys want to put a lockbox on the property and the seller to have access, buyers, partners, contractors, lenders, appraisers. But, I mean, is that even outside of the 15-day inspection period?
So, no. If it's occupied, of course, like, you know, you guys would be living in there within 15 days. So, it's mainly for properties that aren't occupied. We do take, you know, I guess, access or need access to those that aren't occupied. But when you're occupied, it's just after days of closing or whenever we close, we would need to, you know, have access to the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now this says, hold on 1 second. Provide place lockbox property seller key. The seller shall make the property accessible to the buyer, buyer's partners, contractors, lenders, and appraisers prior to closing.
Yes, and that is through the inspection. That we do have to put that in there. But like I said, when there are occupants in there, we have to at least get in there once. And that is in tandem with the inspection. Yes.
Okay. The seller hereby acknowledges and links. I'm going to take you to do your hair in just a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet.
Okay.
And just to let you know, I did send it over. I can say the only thing I'm seeing is the address of the home is kind of merged in with the other letters. I may have to re-edit that, but that is it.
Okay.
Everything else should be on your side. And also, are you in the original document that I sent?
I think so. Oh,
okay.
It just timed me out, I think.
It might have because I made an edit to the original document. So
oh,
if you
yeah.
Go back in,
it closed me out.
If you go back in, you should be able to see
no,
the
it
edit.
Like it completely errored me out. I think it took it back. So it's not letting me reopen it. And I didn't get where you sent it to me as like an attachment, so I'll need you to resend it to me.
Okay.
Because it completely pushed me out.
Good old DocuSign. Next.
All right, I'm going to take you back in your room, okay? And I'm going to do your hair. Is that okay?
All right.
Okay. One second. Not used to this bigger chair yet, Miss Sue. It's so nice, though, for you to have more space. Can I have your glasses for a few minutes? I think next week we're going to cut your hair, okay? Getting kind of long.
Yeah.
It is. We'll cut it next week, though, okay?
One second, Jennifer. I'm going to download it as a PDF and send it that way. I apologize, but my DocuSign is just really messing up right now.
Yeah, that's okay.
I've done this a million times over, and it's just getting me to start. Hold on one second.
I know. I stopped using DocuSign a few years ago. I use something called Instanet now.
Instanet, okay.
That works a little bit better.
I'm definitely going to have to, you know, push us looking that up.
A lot of people have gotten away from DocuSign because it does give you trouble.
Hey, Jennifer, let me call you back in like 2 seconds after I email it, if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right. Got you. All right. I'll be in touch. One.